Delta Juliet Charlie with your November Delta Kilo.
You got Whiskey 4, but I didn't get the last three. Give me that call again, please.
Delta Kilowatt.
4 NDK, I got that. Is that correct? Handle his, Jerry.
SL. It's correct. My name's Nate here. Pleasure to make your acquaintance. Eric, I'm here in Charlotte, and I'm walking my dog right now. Over.
Here's Juliet Echo Romeo, Romeo Yankee. And if you're getting in from, you said Charlotte, that's quite a haul this morning.
I'm in Charlotte. I'm cross-standard feeding back to my home PTH in Charlotte, about a mile away from where I'm walking right now. And I've got an HD with me here. So I've got an antenna up in a tree. It's a repeater antenna, a Comet GP9. And it's about 70 feet up in the tree. Over.
That's a good antenna. Comet built some real, really nice verticals for our 2440. They're solid. They got... they're well protected from the weather too. With the Comet Diamond are very similar. The coax goes up into the inside the part of the metal part of the mast before it hits gets into the fiberglass. Seals it off really well. From what I've seen, I've ran a GP1 for years, some years back, and never had an issue with it as far as the 239 connection.
If I needed to get up there or get it down, I'd have to hire some other or climb up that tree. And I don't really want to climb up that tree. I did get a tree guy, he put it up there for me. And he was reasonably priced, so I did that. But, it worked relatively well for me. I mean, some of the leaves have grown back, and I don't get out as well as I did when I first put it up. But I'm getting out all right, over.
I'm short, but... Band conditions have been pretty good on 2 meters early in the morning, so we got a little tropo going on up and down the, especially up and down the coast. I've been watching this morning to see what was going on with 6 and 2 meters. 2 meters looks like it's open in some areas. But yeah, with the vegetation makes a huge difference on 2 meters. The leaves start getting back on the trees here. It's hard for me to get into the Mount Mitchell machine. I can get into it in the wintertime, but I can't really get into it very well in the summer at all. But yeah, it sounds good. You got a little scratchiness on you, but it could be on my mind as well. I'm probably about 40 miles from the repeater, and I'm running 10 watts. So where are you located in Charlotte? We lived in Rock Hill in Fort Mill for 16 or 17 years, I guess, we moved there in 78, left in 92 or 93. Feel like that here. We still got some family up there. I haven't been up there in a good while, but my daughter graduated from Winthrop. It's probably been close to 20 years ago now, I guess.
I got some construction equipment running right near me here. They're putting in some drainage pipes in our neighborhood. Because when they built the neighborhood, they just built right over an old creek bed, so now they're fixing it. But, I live near South Park Mall. If you've been there, I'm sure you have if you lived here that long. And I went to Winthrop also. I went to Winthrop for a few years in graduate school, and I really like it. That's a great school. So where are you living now, Gary? Over.
North Carolina. I'm about 20 miles from the Georgia state line, and I'm probably about 2 miles off I-85. This, for my house, is about 120 miles to Atlanta and 120 miles to Charlotte, so I'm halfway between it. I've been retired for a number of years now, but I was in the textile business for a lot of years, and the last 15 years before I retired, I was in sales, machinery sales. I was in a good location. I could go in either direction.
Yeah, that sounds like a great place to live. And I heard it. I know it's real pretty down there, and it's a great town. Anderson and Greenville. We've been down there a few years ago. We went to the Peace Center to see Ricky Skaggs and Bruce Hornsby in concert. And just we're really impressed by Greenville downtown. That sounds good. You know, there's so many people around here that have been in the tech industry. My grandfather, he's 93, 94 years old. Actually, 95. He's 95. He worked in the dye shop, the dye houses for yarn spinning mills. Over.
Springs industry, most of the smell. Probably about 15, when I was up there, I did, that's probably my longest haul, was I worked at Fort Mill and a couple other locations in the spring, but I lived in Rock Hill and moved to Fort Mill about 87 or 88, I guess. I worked at the old white plant there in Fort Mill plant before it burned down. It's right there where all the executive office stuff was. Some of it's still there, but seeing all those jobs are gone now. There's not much. There's still a little bit going on, but it's not like it was at one time. It just went away. About the time NAFTA came into effect, I knew that was going to be kind of the death nail of it. It just started going away, and it never stopped. So there's still some of it operating, but not a lot.
I know it's bad, but I was down in Myrtle Beach, and I don't go down there very often, obviously, and I was talking about Spring Bay Beach. I looked it up and saw that Hilton bought it, and it's DoubleTree Inn now. That was kind of sad, because that was a good place to go with the streets. You know, those were very reasonable. Over.
At one time, Springs was South Carolina's largest employer. We had over 25,000 employees in various cities and towns. And when the Colonel passed away a good number of years ago, but he really he took it out before World War II and made it into a good business. And his son-in-law, Bill Clothes, really took off with it and made it more. The Colonel's daughter, Ann, is still living. She lives in Charlotte in a retirement home there. And my aunt passed away a few months ago. She and Ann were good friends, lived in the same complex. But as far as I know, she had passed away, but she was still living, and the grandchildren are still in the area somewhere, I think. But it was a good company to work with. They took pretty good care of the employees. We had golf courses in every, we have multiple counties that you can play. I wasn't much of a golfer, but we had a golf course. We could play any golf course that Springs operated for $10 a month. We didn't pay any green fees or anything like that. And had a couple of recreation complexes. But it was just a typical mill town for years. And like I said, there's not much left of it now. Spring Bay was a real nice place to go back in the 60s and 70s. We went down there several times, and they had we had some corporate getaways down there. We used to play golf. We had a good time down there, though. But just all that's gone now. The property, the business was sold out to a Brazilian company some years back, and so the family was out of it altogether at that time. And when they did that, all the other stuff with what Springs had done all those years just went away with the business.
We went there with our church group sometime in the late 80s, mid to late 80s, and stayed at Spring Bay Beach. You know, it was center block and, brick buildings. They were real basic, but it was nice. Right there on the water, you kind of had your own little compound, and it was quiet. Very nice. Yeah, sad about textiles. I've been sad about that for a while. You know, white oak, one of the best jeans that they can make by Cohen. They shut that down a couple of years ago and sold all the machinery off. At least the Medallion Mill down in, I think, Alabama or Georgia.
At that time, I'm not sure whether the conditions are changing or maybe something might be going on, but you're a little scratchier in the last couple of transmissions. Yeah, it's a sad thing, but that's just the way business goes. It changes. You have to move along with it or get left behind. But I better sign with you. I got to run back downstairs here, and it was good talking with you. And hope you have a nice day today. It looks like it's going to have a little bit of rain here today. And be about 80 degrees maybe. It's not going to be too terribly hot today. But hope you have a good day and good talking to you. And be sure and give me a shout if you hear me back on again. And I'll sign with you. W4NDK, N4DJC. Clear after you.
You have a wonderful day here. And we're supposed to get about a 30% chance of rain at 5 p.m. and that's about it. Hopefully we get more tomorrow. 73, you have a good day. Get to hear a little bit about the history of spring. And we've done some phone system work when I worked for a phone system company down in South America for that Brazilian company. I didn't realize the family got out of it. 73 from Winston 4, November Delta Kilo Nate Charlie.